Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
President Barack Obama has put Ireland centre stage in the United States in an ongoing dispute over tax avoidance. In an interview with the business channel CNBC, the president singled out this country when criticising American companies for moving their profits abroad to avoid US taxes.
If you simply acquire a small company in Ireland or some other country to take advantage of the low tax rate, you start saying we're now magically an Irish company, despite the fact that you may only have 100 employees there and you've got 10,000 employees in the United States, you're just gaming the system. You are an American company. You continue to benefit in all kinds of ways from being an American company. It is true that there are a lot of things that may be legal that probably aren't the right thing to do by the country.
Fergal Keane is with me. Fergal, this relates to what are known as inversions.
Yeah, that's a practice whereby a US company takes over or merges with an Irish company and then they declare themselves to be Irish or a subsidiary of the Irish parent company. And that allows them to pay much lower corporation tax rates. It's something which has been growing in popularity in the US in recent years. And it's attracted huge debate and criticism in both the Senate and Congress and now from the president in America. But this attack by President Obama, partners say it hasn't come out of the blue. It's part of an ongoing dispute over this practice, which has been bubbling under in the US for the last year or so. And it follows a number of large inversions from this year. Now, companies like a pharma group Pettigo, they acquired the Irish company Elan recently. That would lead them to re-domiciling in Ireland, their headquarters. They expect to pay about 12% tax rather than the 35% they would pay in the US, saving them $100 million a year. Another inversion this year, a company called Activas, they took over an Irish company, Warner Chilcot. They moved to Ireland. They saved themselves $150 million in tax in 2 years. There have been a number of others. Cordovan is another. But the practice allows companies to avoid that corporate tax rate in the US of 35%. And a report by a US senator earlier this year showed that 47 large corporations had done this from the US since 2008.
Now, Barack Obama just named Ireland, but they're relocating to other countries too.
Yeah, several countries in Europe. The UK, the Netherlands is very prominent in this area. But the problem for this country in the US is that we have a reputation in the US of now being a tax haven. Now, I mentioned the senator earlier, and his name is Carl Levin. And he showed last year in a report that Apple in Ireland paid just 2% tax here. Now, the Irish government tried to reject that, but I spoke to some experts today and told that those claims are essentially true. That is what they pay here. They're repatriating some of their profits to Ireland and around the rest of the world, not paying taxes on them. Google paid just $27 million in euros in tax on profits of $17 billion recently. And now there have been a number of attacks on this country's position as a tax haven in recent months. The Washington Post had a go off us just earlier this month. It's happened in the Senate, in the Congress. And in Ireland, the difference is that corporations pay tax only on revenues earned in this country. In the US, US incorporated companies pay on tax there on their worldwide earnings. Now, the junior minister at the Department of Finance, Simon Harris, he was out speaking on this today, and he said that the Irish government's position is that this is a problem for the US, not for Ireland, and that we are essentially not going to act in this alone. We are going to do nothing about it.
So it's a loophole in the United States, and it's not just Ireland that's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the Netherlands is a particularly interested in this, and even more so than Ireland. But because of the lenient tax regime here facilitated by the government and the IDA, we are widely seen in the US as a tax haven. Barack Obama, he's actually changed his position on this country and our tax status in the last couple of years. In the past, he didn't necessarily see us as a tax haven, but that, as you can hear, has changed. Now, Jim Stewart is an associate professor in the School of Business and Trinity College, and he told me today that Ireland was indeed a tax shelter for large multinationals. But I first asked him how much tax these companies would pay here.
Well, I think they will reduce their tax rate, okay. But if you take the example of the company, for example, Medtronic, Medtronic already avails of quite a favourable tax regime in Ireland. For example, it has one subsidiary which for the year 2012, April 2012, made 234 million euros in profits. And it paid no tax because it was taxed in the Isle of Man. So they're already benefiting from quite favourable tax concessions. So I think it's hard to know exactly what the effect on their tax regime will be. But certainly one effect is that their profits made outside the US, if they become an Irish registered and incorporated entity, will no longer be subject to US tax.
So they would be just paying the US corporate rate tax of 35% on money they make
on
the US.
On money earned in the US. Now, it's important, I just checked out the data. In fact, for example, many of these companies do not pay tax of 35%. In the US, for example, Apple, I think, has a rate of around 15% or thereabouts. And Medtronic has a rate of about, depending on how you measure it, it can vary, be 17% to 11%. So none of them, very few companies actually pay tax at the full 35% rate in the US.
Now, President Obama's intervention in this, it doesn't come out of the blue because it's a debate which has been growing in the US, particularly in the last year.
Yes, that's right. And in fact, in particular, in recent weeks, various senior members of the administration have been saying things like that this must stop and the amount of tax that they will lose and whatever. So I think it hasn't come out of the blue, but I think it also has to be seen in the context of the midterm elections. So I think it has become part of the Democratic Party's program and part of their policy agenda for those midterm elections.
But it's hugely damaging to the image of Ireland in the US because everybody, most people there now see it as a tax haven.
I think hugely damaging, but it's not just hugely damaging. I think it underlines the tax haven features of Ireland. For example, these companies are very unlikely to create additional jobs in Ireland. So, I mean, that is the claim, that they're only allowed to do this inversion if they create jobs within Ireland. Now, many of these companies, they already employ people in Ireland, but it's very unlikely that additional jobs will be created. In fact, a US Congress study found that this, when there was a wave of inversions earlier on, that there were actually very little jobs moved out of the US and very little activity actually moved out of the US. So I think it's likely the same thing will happen. It will remain, to all intents and purposes, a US company with most of their employees in the US, most management in the US, subject to US patent protection or whatever. The only difference will be it will be now incorporated in Ireland.
Now, the government have been out today saying that this is an issue for the US tax authorities. It's not for Ireland to change anything. It's not our fault, in other words.
I think that's a bit disingenuous because the Irish tax regime started off with a very favourable holding tax regime for holding companies. And in fact, some years ago, we attracted companies from Bermuda to Ireland. So I think that the statement that was made was that Ireland should become the Bermuda of Europe. So we have a very favourable tax regime to try to attract these companies to Ireland. So the inversion is only an extension of this holding company issue. So I think that it's not just like the argument is, look, nothing can change unless everything changes. This is not the case. Ireland has a very favourable tax regime for foreign investment, and I think that this tax regime is coming under increasing threat from other countries.
Is it going to change?
I think it's very difficult to predict whether it'll change or not. I think that because there's so much tax revenue at stake, I think that there is certainly a good chance that it will change. This change will not be necessarily be introduced in Ireland, although Ireland may have to respond to pressures from abroad. But countries such as the US or indeed or France or Germany could introduce changes which would impact on the operations of companies operating within Ireland.